I can't just control. I have no control. It's kind of scary. Yeah, I this is part of what I enjoy and what I fear about writing is, I don't really know where the story is going or what's going to happen next. And so part of the process is just kind of blind intuition, just working on something. Then the other part is that kind of going back and consciously trying to make it have some sort of linear link, have it make sense to other people. Think, okay, I've got this, so what's the theme here? So where am I going? So I think in my, 6 years or something that I worked on this novel, part of it was trying to teach myself how to write fiction, of just trying to figure out, okay, how do I make this, oh gee, I guess it isn't three separate voices, and I think if I consciously make this person's narrative, then I get to do two different things. That will be fun. So let me add that on. So it is kind of this just writing and then going back and trying to make it, and then forming an intention, but then again just letting it go. I took a writing class. The way I wrote both of my books was I took a class. For the first one, I took a class called Writing the Personal Essay. Jack Cady was the instructor, wonderful instructor. And so that kind of developed into this. And then for the second book, I thought, gee, now I'm committed to write a novel. And I don't know how to. So I took a course at UW's Evening Extension on fiction writing. And Don Bray was my instructor, and he said, develop a premise and kind of have an idea of an ending and just kind of work towards it. So I found that some people in the class who wanted to do genre writing, thriller or mystery or something, they found it very frustrating because there is a certain form. But I found that very freeing because I didn't have a form. And I thought, okay, I can just write something and hope something will emerge and just see what happens. And in that sense, it's helped me that I have this job. Because I'm not feeling, gee, I have to support my family by in 2 years, I have to have something come out. I have the luxury of just kind of messing around and seeing what happens and tidying up. And so, yeah, it hasn't been conscious and planned and orderly.